This Memorial Day weekend, moviegoers have a number of blockbusters to choose from. The latest Star Wars film will be competing with lots of action-packed superhero fare. But if you're a woman of a certain age, you can ignore all that because the Movie Book Club was made just for you. NPR's Lynn Neary checked it out with a book club, of course.
Let's face it, this movie is just begging to be watched with a book club. So I invited one to join me earlier this week.
Same movie.
Are you paying together?
I can pay for Daddy.
Five members of the book club, Elizabeth Taglieri, Alicia Brown, Melanie Mbui, Dottie McCarthy, and Trish Petty, showed up.
We were just talking about the ranking of the book club. Who's the oldest member? Who's the youngest member? And I brought that up because I'm the youngest member.
They all admitted they'd been curious about the film.
Well, I was definitely going to see it. So, I mean, the four actresses. And it's got pretty good reviews.
Friends of mine saw it in New York City and they loved it. Just saying, our age.
Daddy's sister saw it.
No, my friend Lynn saw it.
And she liked it.
Didn't like it.
It is the stars who are the main attraction of Book Club. Candace Bergen, Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, and Mary Steenburgen. A bevy of women whose talent and beauty have withstood the test of time. Improbably, these remarkable women all have their lives changed when they decide to read 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, no.
We started this book club to stimulate our minds.
From what I hear, this book is quite stimulating.
These gorgeous women all live in gorgeous houses, and a couple of them end up being courted by gorgeous older men. Throughout the film, they drink copious amounts of wine, which makes a viewer a little thirsty.
Yeah, after all that wine.
I would have a glass of wine.
They did get that right.
Fortunately, this movie theater has a bar. But everyone was shocked when they were told they had to show their ID to be served.
Here, can I give her my Medicare card? Does that count?
The movie itself got mixed reviews from the group. Unbelievable, but pleasant, with a fair number of laughs, they said.
The funniest line was, we're not spring flowers for potpourri.
That was hysterical.
Alicia Brown was surprised by one thing.
I thought it was going to be a lot more about the book, rather than just that the book sparked an awakening. I thought it was going to be much more explicit.
It was a true book club. They didn't talk about the book. They just drank wine.
Hey, they spent about 2 minutes on the book.
They all agreed that book club will attract book clubs, though Elizabeth Taglieri and Dottie McCarthy did part ways on one point.
If husbands want to see what book clubs are about, they should come and see the movie too. No.
Mine would have walked out. Absolutely.
As to whether they'd recommend the experience to their friends, the movie, maybe. The book, not so much. The wine, definitely. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.